Hi, everyone, and welcome to Total Celebrity Show. You can check me out on Twitter, at Total Tutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, Total Tutor, Pinterest, Neil Haley, Google Plus, and also on Periscope, at Total Tutor, and NeilHaley.com. And excited to welcome the program, celebrity Julianne Nicholson of USA Network's Eyewitness. Julianne, thanks for calling, and how are you?
Hey, Neil. Good morning. I'm good. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Fantastic. I was able to catch up with Gil a couple weeks ago and learn some about Eyewitness, but now I'm finding out the other half of the power couple. And now...
Yes. With Gil Bellows.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah.
My TV husband.
Yes. 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 You've had a lot of those in your career, haven't you? TV husbands.
I've had a few. I actually married one of them in real life.
Well, he better watch out, right?
Well, I hope not.
So, the story again is fantastic. It's on USA Network on Sundays. And tell us a little bit about your character, because Gil was kind of mentioning he's the mild, calm kind of guy, you know, living in a very small town. But you had to make changes in your career to come to this small town to be the sheriff. Like, you were hustle and bustle kind of city girl, right? For sure. Your character.
Yeah, it's true. And so the creator, Adi Hasak, sort of describes it as a revisionist, like, feminist Western, where I play the character of the sheriff, which is, you know, normally given to the man, and he's got the little woman at home who's sort of taking care of things. And in this show, the roles are reversed. So my character, Helen, was once a detective in Buffalo, New York, which had much more going on, and now she's a sheriff in a small town, you know, trying to make peace with sort of smaller scale and no crime and not a lot to do. And then this big thing blows up, which brings everything back for her. It sort of just shines a light on where she is in her life and where she wants to be and what happens next.
And Gil's character is a veterinarian, so it's kind of a funny pair. You guys are a funny pair to start out till we find out something serious happened, right? You guys are like just a normal small town type thing.
Yeah, no, it's a very simple life. They live on a beautiful farm. He's a veterinarian for large animals, just to be clear. No kittens, no puppies. He's like cows and horses and things. They have a very nice, peaceful life. They actually met, you find out later on, she meets him in a store years earlier, and he's like buying beef jerky and makes her laugh. And so that's sort of where they start off from. And she's really trying to sort of be happy with a more peaceful life and with this wonderful man. And I love Gil Bellows so much. It was such a pleasure to work with him. He's so funny and such a great guy. And we had to canoe. We had to learn how to canoe in one of them. And the first canoe they found for us was this old wooden one. And it was so tippy. And we were in this canoe for like an hour and a half on our knees. And I realized then that this was a person I could be excited to work with, because he was just so funny and kept us laughing while we lost feeling in our legs.
You know, I was looking back and saw that you were on Ally McBeal for a little bit as well. Did you guys work together on Ally McBeal for a little bit?
No, unfortunately, we missed each other. I think he had left the year before, and I came in the last season. So I knew of him, of course, because I was a huge fan of that show when it aired. But I didn't get to meet him until they paired us up to meet for this show.
That's funny. That's absolutely funny.
I felt like, you know, it's like you go through a war with someone, even if you're not fighting in the same team, at the same time with the same people. You feel like you've had a shared experience. So I felt immediately sort of kindly towards him.
And especially when you guys audition for this and then you find out this background and say, oh gosh, we just missed each other. And especially you were a fan of his on Ally McBeal. And then I'm sure he was a fan of yours later on in some of the other shows. So what a perfect fit to work together, for sure.
It was really nice, and I have to say we met, and it felt like we knew each other already, which is rare when that happens. So it was really nice, and I was so relieved that he was that role, because I think it brings a really fresh life and one that you don't often see in TV marriages. And I loved doing it with him.
Awesome. Fantastic. And so the other characters in this, again, two teenage kids see a horrific murder. They're an eyewitness to it. And then all of it breaks loose. And throughout these series of episodes, we're trying to find out who the killer is. That's pretty much storyline. Would you agree, Julianne, if I'm grabbing it right?
Yes. Well, actually, you discover this, who the killer is, pretty early on. The audience knows who the killer is, but yes, me, the sheriff, is trying to figure out who it is. And then we have the rest of the season, 10 episodes, for her to figure that out, and hopefully, I mean, he starts. The murders in the first episode are not the last. So it gets worse before it gets better, let's just say. So, yeah, there's, you know, the clock is ticking and trying to figure out who that is so that she can put an end to the killing.
Absolutely. And there you go. That's the big part. How about working with the rest of the cast? That's been fun. And also, I know that the location's a fantastic location to shoot, isn't it?
Oh my God! Yeah, have you ever been up there
in
Parry Sound? Oh my God! It was such a blissful summer. Like, first of all, we arrived in mid-April when it was basically still winter. It snowed the first week in May. I was like, oh, Canada. But then, beginning of June, suddenly the flowers come out, the sun is up, and there's just lakes everywhere. And it's just incredible. It's the feeling there. You know, it's like, I'm sure it's similar for where you are. I'm from Massachusetts, so, you know, the winter is long and hard.
Yes.
And cold, and everybody just relaxes when the sun comes out. So it was complete bliss, and I loved the cast. I mean, this is my favorite job I've ever done, actually. Tyler and James playing the two boys, and Matt Murray playing my deputy is hilarious. Like, everybody just came with positivity and humor, and I loved going to work every day.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. And he said it's the best gig ever, waking up to this beauty. And what episode are we expecting on this Sunday? What episode is this? The third? I'm losing my track. And
it's the third episode this Sunday at 10 p.m. Yes.
All right.
So I think Ryan gets a little, see more about his relationship with the young girl. Tyler and James get a bit closer. I don't think I'm too angry yet.
Yeah.
But it'll be good.
It definitely will be good. And you're in the sheriff is trying to solve this mystery and try to figure out what's going on. And how am I going to figure all this out so that, hey, that we find the killer and the people know. So what would you kind of compare this to in this kind of mystery in your career and watching movies and TV and stuff? How would you compare this type of genre, this show?
I think I really loved, as I mentioned sort of early on, I loved Adi's take on it. Like, it's a Western. It's like there's a good guy and a bad guy, and the good guy's trying to bring the bad guy to justice. And I just think the interesting thing of this one is having the woman be the one who's in the office and who's out with the gun and who's trying to keep the peace and keep people safe while the husband is there supporting her and loving her, and they have a great relationship. But I love that there's just a little twist on that. I think it's exciting and a story we haven't really seen before.
Okay, so Julianne, where's the best place we can find information on you? Are you on Facebook, Twitter, all the different social media sites that people can connect with you and stuff?
I'm on Instagram. I don't Facebook or tweet, but I love Instagram. I love looking at pictures. I love seeing snapshots of people's lives, and I think it's also a great way to just keep in touch with people you don't get to see as often as you would like my cousins and my friends, and I think it's really nice. Our lives get so busy, and it's hard to sort of, you know, check in with people as often as you would like, so I love Instagram.
Okay, so we'll make sure I connect with you on Instagram and send you links and stuff off Instagram for sure after this it airs in syndication, and we create a little video for you. Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. There's a huge party tonight that we're all going to be at, that Adi created by Storytellers United. And so I'm going to be posting a bunch of pictures tonight of the cast and us out there having a good time and supporting the show.
Okay, so everyone needs to tune in to Eyewitness Sundays, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central on the USA Network. Take care, Julianne. Best of luck and continued success in your career.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Thanks, Julianne.
Okay. You too. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. You're listening to Total Celebrity Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.